flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
From Locked On Canes, talking about University of Miami, kind of switch gears now, go up a little bit north. You know, where the schedules came out in the ACC last week and we talked about...
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
About Miami's, kind of discuss some of the other schedules. Florida State is a program that looking to rebound from kind of a crazy season. You know, coming off a undefeated 13-0 year, and then last year, kind of never got any traction. Was kind of tough portal wise. They didn't click in the portal like they did. They lost some key players, but having a pretty good offseason. Doing well in the portal this year, had a pretty good recruiting class, and certainly looking to get right back in things. Somebody covers this Florida State team throughout the entire year for Osceola Rivals is Kurt Weiler, and he's kind enough to join us. Kurt, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Anytime. I mean, you know, if you're a Florida State fan over the last 2 years, you're thinking, well, what happened? Last year, obviously, as I illustrated, a lot of losses, a lot of key kids gone, NFL, you know, Jared Verse goes. You had a quarterback that went, probably one of the most successful quarterbacks they've had in a long time. Offensive line, things kind of fell apart. But you kind of rebound, and I think you'll agree that with the portal, it affords these programs like Indiana, Arizona State, SMU to come out of virtually nowhere and make a key run. Does Florida State has that, you think, in this offseason, Kurt, where they've picked up really good talent?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're dead on that. I mean, we are going forward, as long as the portal, especially as when the portal is kind of the wild, wild west where it's kind of free agency every year and people can transfer as many times as they want to, you're going to see a lot more volatility in college football. It's going to kind of, I think, more closely resemble the NFL, where it's harder to stay at the top and you're going to see some pretty wild record changes year to year. And I think absolutely Florida State's a candidate. I mean, I think it's safe to say I never thought I would cover a Florida State team that went 2-10. You don't see many teams that have won national titles go 2-10. That's just not really a normal reality. So yeah, I think obviously I think it's important for Mike Norvell, for that reassembled staff to bounce back in a big way. And I think they have attacked the portal pretty aggressively. And like you said, closed high school pretty well, that I think could pay some dividends for them in 2025.
Yeah. You take a look at kids like Squirrel White, who we remember at Tennessee, and he had a really, really good career. He comes in as probably the marquee player, but Elijah Herring and Jason Jenkins, who I think, you know, also out of Tennessee, have an opportunity to do some things. The thing too, when you take a look, Kurt, is guys like DeMonte Diggs and Caleb Lavelli and Luke Pettibon, they all have a chance to like play right now. And that's the thing, that sometimes when you get guys out of the portal, they're going to come in, you're going to use them, but they're going to be kind of role players as well. But I think a good amount of the players that Florida State got, you know, especially in the portal, have an opportunity from day one to be in the lineup.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, I think they got their quarterback for next year from the portal. I think they got two starting receivers from the portal. I think they got a starting tight end from the portal. I think they have four starting offensive linemen from the portal. I think absolutely. I think I think last year a part of the problem, and there were plenty of problems with that team last year, but they definitely, I think, took some players from name brand schools that maybe hadn't done the most at those schools. They'd maybe been rotational players or played a little, or maybe hadn't played really at all, or more highly rated coming out of high school. And I think this year, you look at a lot of the guys they brought in, they have quite a bit of experience at Power 4 schools. They're not just players who were at Alabama, who were four-star recruits out of high school. It's more guys who have proven it. And I think that is a wise correction from Florida State from off last year.
Yeah, and you look at the quarterback that you alluded to, Thomas Castellanos, who we had an opportunity to watch at Boston College, a really good football talent, moves maybe not the best passing arm in the world, but he does move the chains with his feet as well. He creates a lot of positive situations, you know, for the program. But also you look at the incoming freshman class. And, yeah, there's a lot of guys that may be a couple years away, but kids like Kevin Wynn, I think LeJesse Harrell, definitely Javon Boggs, who we had an opportunity to watch at Coco for the last couple of years. I think they have an opportunity to become role players, if not at the beginning, somewhere during the season.
No, I think absolutely. I think for a guy like Kevin Wynn, honestly, the move to the 3-3-5, I think in some ways, you know, maybe increase the chances of contributing right away. Like, obviously, it's hard to do that in the interior defensive line. Not a ton of guys come in and have roles as true freshmen, but he was a really talented guy. I mean, Georgia and South Carolina tried to push him till the very end, and I think that middle role, that nose tackle role in the 3-3-5 defense, I think could be something that fits him and he could play right away. And Javon, I mean, I know he's not kind of – he's an interesting guy where he's not the flashiest, freakiest athlete, but he's just a reliable receiver who runs clean routes and has good hands. And, I mean, the numbers don't lie. I mean, he almost broke the Florida high school record this year for receiving yards in a year.
Yeah.
He was a ridiculously productive high school receiver, and that's the type of thing that you wonder if it can translate right away, if he could just pick the offense up. And, I mean, obviously it's the offense he thought he was going to be playing for at UCF where he's committed, and he just ended up at Florida State when Gus
Malzahn moved. Yeah. Strange how things work out that way. Let's quickly look at the schedule. Obviously, Alabama's the elephant in the room to open up the season, and certainly a really good test at home. And the only other non-conference would be East Texas and Florida. But they have some pretty tough games. Obviously, they're at Clemson this year. They have to play at Virginia, which is never an easy game. Got to go to NC State. And also got to make the trip out west to play Stanford. But they do have an attractive home schedule. I mean, you know, they play Pitt at home. They play Miami at home. They have Virginia Tech at home, a team that they haven't played in a while. Talk about that.
Well, and you did have Alabama at home to start the year, too, like you said. I mean, it is a good home slate, and they have a renovated stadium that they're going to be trotting out for that home slate. I mean, last year, this past year, had a reduced capacity for home games. They put in some temporary seating because they're putting in some lounge seating, kind of, I think, adopting more to the NFL model and putting in a lot of luxury seating. And so I think the people who are there are going to be treated to, you're right, a great home slate. I think the back half is tough. I mean, in the last month, to have to go to Clemson, host VT, and then at NC State and at Florida in consecutive weeks of the regular season, it's tough. But by that same token, it makes, obviously, outside of Alabama, and then you have Miami in early October, it's not the toughest beginning of the season. And when there are so many new faces, when it's a new offense, when it's a new defense, I think that could help them. I mean, they might make that trade this year of just being able to not start with getting thrown too badly into the deep end for kind of weeks on end and be able to work up to how that schedule ends.
Good stuff. Kurt, let everybody know how they can follow you, your website, also social media.
Yeah, it's floridastate.rivals.com or theosceola.com, where the Rivals Network covering all things Florida State, all sports, baseball kickoff here soon. Plenty of stuff today about Leonard Hamilton with him announcing he's stepping down at the end of the year, and recruiting always. And, I'm on Twitter at Kurt M. Weiler.
Good stuff. Kurt, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Larry.
Good stuff. Kurt Weiler ends what has been a really impressive first hour.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.